This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Public apologies, they're everywhere, but meaningful ones are often rare. From celebrities to the workplace to our personal lives, saying sorry is something we all have to navigate. So what actually makes an apology land, and why do so many fall flat?
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know, and if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren Rosewarne.
Hello, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
What do you reckon makes a good apology?
Sincerity, if I had to do it in one word. I think there is the lots of apologies are often, I'm sorry if you were offended, right? Which is really not taking ownership of your actions and putting the blame on the other person. That they were the ones who overreacted, and therefore the apology seems a bit tokenistic, that you're going through the motions, that you don't agree that you did anything wrong, but nonetheless, you're kind of saying something because you can see they're upset. That doesn't unring the bell. So the apologies that work are ones where there are no hedging, it's I stuffed up, I'm sorry, and I will make amends, and that's the next part of the story, so that it doesn't happen again, because I recognise what I did hurt or harmed you.
Why do you think so many public apologies, especially from celebrities, fall flat?
Because we're now sort of 30-odd years into an awareness of what spin means, right? And spinners, we've associated with politicians, but it's very much that art of, you know, public relations management, that idea that you've got to get out in front of a scandal, and the best way to do it is quickly to take ownership, say you're sorry, and in the hope that the news cycle will move on. And because we're all aware of this idea of we know what spin is, we're very cynical when we hear a public apology, because we feel, well, that's in line with what you're expected to do. You're going through the motions, you know, there's a template you're supposed to follow, that you're being very managed by the people around you, and therefore it often has an element of inauthenticity. The other thing, often they take a form where they read a public statement, if it's videoed or it's a printed up public statement that they post on social media. Often it has a feeling of the lawyers have been over this with a fine tooth comb, where you're not taking too much responsibility in the hope that you don't have to end up in a courtroom.
Now, what happened with Lily Allen? What did Lily Allen say about Katy Perry?
Yeah, so if you recall, Katy Perry was on that flight that a group of celebrities went. I think they were like in space for two minutes or something ridiculous. And there was obviously a lot of criticism at the time that this was a very, very expensive exercise. And it was hard to justify that amount of expense, given that this wasn't a research mission. This was a bit of a publicity stunt. And at that time, Lily Allen made a comment about it being a waste of money, it being a wasteful endeavor, but also kind of specifically mentioned Katy Perry and said that she was out of touch, that going on board was out of touch. Then Lily Allen reflected on having done that and participating in the pile-on that Katy Perry was a victim of, and acknowledged that was not the right thing to do. She shouldn't have called out Katy Perry specifically, given that everyone on board was involved, and that she felt that there was some inherent sexism in what she did about calling out someone, a woman, from her own industry.
Now, Lily Allen, her apology to Katy Perry, though, has been praised for its sincerity. What stood out about the way she handled it that made it sincere?
The idea that she spoke quite a bit about understanding where she went wrong. I think it almost has that element of I've been on a journey. And this is one of the criticisms, particularly with public apologies, where they just come too quick. The whole point of apologizing is so you don't do the same thing again, right? It's kind of like your partner comes home, I'm sorry, I cheated, I won't do it again. And it's like, and you're going to go out and cheat again tomorrow, right? It doesn't have a ring of you've learnt your lesson. So this idea that Lily Allen has gone away reflected insisted that this was not the right thing to do, then spoke her audience through her thinking as to why she now realizes she stuffed up. And talking about how she used the phrase, you know, internalized sexism, and that she feels she was participating in a kind of girl hating in that sort of mean girls kind of way that often happens in culture. And she thought she wasn't that type of person, but she clearly now realizes actually she was, and that there was something sexist in there, even if that was not her intention. And I think that's part of the success, or the reason this has been interpreted as a successful apology as well. It doesn't really matter if your intention wasn't to be sexist or racist or homophobic. The action still might be. And that's where that apology, it can't be just, I'm sorry if you were offended. It's I'm sorry full stop, because, and you don't have to do it because, but the background to the, you know, the background because is that you realized it turned out that way, that it was received that way as sexist or whatever it was, even if it wasn't your intention, because ultimately your intention doesn't matter if the other person is still hurt.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne about why some apologies feel sincere and others don't. And it's all sparked by Lily Allen's comments about Katy Perry. Just on that, do you think gender plays a role in how people apologise, or how these apologies are received?
And there's lots of research that actually talks about women over-apologising, that idea that, you know, the classic illustration of this is a man bumps into you and as a woman you often apologise as though you're in the wrong. And those kind of over-apologising is often considered something, a habit women need to break out of, because you're putting yourself in a subordinate position all the time. But part of that isn't necessarily wanting to be subordinate. It's more about this perception that women feel you've got to be nice all the time. And I think that's part of what Lily Allen was kind of hinting to in a roundabout way, is that she was being mean. And women are not supposed to be mean, because that's such a cliche. It's that idea, oh, you know, you're just catfighting all the time. And often whenever there's a one woman criticizes the other in the public eye, there's a really long history of the media framing it as a catfight, which there isn't an equivalent for men disagreeing with each other. So I think that this apology is part of that kind of gendered way we think about good behaviour versus bad behaviour as well.
How much does the format of an apology matter, whether it's in person, written, published online? How much does that matter?
And this is one of the reasons I think that we're quite cynical about public apologies as well, because let's say you did hurt someone. Is it really, you know, is there something sort of more about your maintenance of your reputation to do the apology publicly? Is it actually something that you'd be better off doing privately? That's obviously going to depend on the infraction. If you hurt someone publicly, doing the apology publicly makes sense. But let's say you ate your roommate's leftovers, for example, an apology that's done publicly doesn't make sense in that context. But I think there's also, you need to think about context. Is an apology that's done in person going to embarrass the other person? And I often think of situations where I've been quite hurt by something, not many, but it's happened. I've actually, when they've gone to apologise, quickly cut them off and said it's fine, because for my personality, it's actually far more, in that moment, I felt it was far more humiliating to stand there and be apologized to than to just cut it off and say it's fine. And I look back on those, and again, not many of those instances, but when I've done it, I realize I would have preferred a different method of apology, because for me, that was, it felt in that moment embarrassing. And I think that you need to really think about, how will this be received by the other person? Would a text message be preferred? Or, you know, for example, if you hurt your grandma probably doesn't want the text message. So same as my mum, she'd expect a phone call. So you've really got to think about what your relationship with that person is, and how they'd best want to receive the apology. And what feels most sincere as well, because in person isn't always sincere. You know, there's lots of reasons. In fact, in an in-person apology can sometimes be a power play as well.
Lauren, do you think an apology can give us an opportunity to improve how we see ourselves?
Look, I think for some people, they'll think they're being the better person by apologising, but won't fully understand what it is that they've done wrong. So I think this is often, and I'm mentioning infidelity again because I've done research on this topic, where you'll have people who confess to cheating, but they're doing it to clear their conscience as opposed to doing it what's in the best interests of my partner. Right? That idea that, and let's say it's something that it was an infraction you did 5 years ago and you're just now telling them, is your relationship going to be better off divulging that mishap or that stuff up?
Mm.
Or will it hurt them more than just forgetting about it? Again, this is going to depend on the relationship and how each couple prioritizes, you know, truth. But that idea of clearing one's conscience can often come at a cost to the other person and may not actually do anything about improving things going forward. So that's the kind of consideration that needs to be, you know, what's your motive for apologizing? Is it just because you want to move on? Or is it because you actually think there's a lesson to be learnt here and I don't want to be the person who does that mistake again, therefore this is forcing me to evaluate my own actions?
Lauren, with social media, do you think we're getting better at apologising sincerely and learning from our actions? Or do you think we're getting worse?
It's kind of hard to say because on one hand, I think social media gives us an impression that we're all better with emotions now. You know, people will film themselves crying about something. We get this, you know, that idea that, oh, it's not about a stiff upper lip anymore. We're all better about communicating. But the other aspect of social media and technology is that we do a lot more stuff online. So therefore, things that are challenging in terms of human relations are often difficult. And I think about, let's say, online dating, where in a pre-online dating era, if you have an issue with your partner, you know, or you've been on a couple of dates, it's not working, you'll generally end it properly. We tend not to do those things now with, you know, relationships that were instigated online. We don't feel we've made that much of an investment. And I think that cavalier approach, we kind of can extend to other kinds of apologies where we're a bit out of practice about some of these social pleasantries and or even just social interactions where we're so used to doing stuff online, we forget that sometimes some of this stuff actually is important and has to be handled in person as well. And we're a bit de-skilled. It's kind of like that stereotype of younger people not knowing how to write letters or have phone calls. Part of that is because, again, the technology has de-skilled us.
A couple of messages are saying that if you apologise, be sincere about it, which is what you were saying,
yeah.
Lauren.
Yeah, there's no point otherwise because it feels hollow and it feels you're just going through the motions. In some contexts, if it's someone that you're not close to and you don't really care, it might be just enough for them to say sorry. You know, think of like bumping into someone at the supermarket. Sorry is enough there. But if it's someone you care about and you've genuinely hurt them, an insincere apology may as well have said nothing because it's more hurtful.
Lauren, love chatting with you. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
He's
Lily Allen, not fair.
Excellent. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Lauren. Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.